This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, I'm excited about this hour. We're going to have fun here in a little bit. But wait a minute, we're going to have fun right freaking now. Talking about Latinos being white supremacists in just a moment. And we'll get to BLM and things like that. I want to talk to Chris in St. Louis, though. Not Jewish producer Chris. Chris in St. Louis, who may be Jewish. I don't know. Chris in St. Louis, go.
Hardcore Catholic, baby. Two points. One, middle of Manhattan, $75 a shot is not that bad. Two, you have the dime among dimes out, and Clay's trying to recruit this chick, and Clay and Buck is complaining about price of shots. Like, he is totally in the wrong here. You did a smooth move trying to help your boy Clay out.
Okay, thank you. That is an excellent point. See, that is an excellent point that Chris just made, and I will say it's a point that I made to both of them when they were hemming and hawing when I ordered the shots. Now, granted, I didn't know what they cost, but I did know this. Clay and Buck took over Rush Limbaugh's time spot. So I don't know what they make. It's not my business. A man doesn't generally ask another man what he makes. That's just kind of a code I live by. But I dang sure know they're not earning. And yet each of those guys, they acted like Jewish producer Chris when I suggested some shots. Well, Jesse, those are expensive. But you know what? That's who Buck is anyway. Buck is cheap. He's a cheap person. He acts, and whenever I call him cheap, he acts like he's not. What? That's crazy. You know, I don't even know where he's living right now with his new bride. It's probably a cardboard box or something like that while he saves up money. That's who Buck Sexton is. 877-377-4373. Let's spend a couple minutes on this just because there's a valuable lesson. This is a real headline on my life. I'm not making this up. This is not like one of those parody things we do. In the Atlantic, which is a gutter trash rag that you should use for toilet paper. You know how you get My Patriot Supply for emergency food? You should get copies of the Atlantic for emergency toilet paper should everything go down. That's how bad of a publication the Atlantic is. And this one says, Latinos can be white supremacists. Because, of course, there was a gunman in a mall. Mauricio Garcia was his name. We usually don't name them, but he gunned down a bunch of people. Obviously not a white dude, Latino dude. And this is a direct quote. All right, you ready for this? This is from the author. Racial identity is a social reality, not a biological one. And Hispanic people can be of any racial background. That's from the author. Adam Serwer, and then he goes and he finds a professor at Fordham Law University, and this is another direct quote. We're going somewhere with this. Hang with me. Latinos are a pan-ethnic group that have very many racial identifications within that grouping. So, you know, we can be Latino by ethnicity, but Latinos are also white, black, indigenous, and Asian, according to Tanya Kateri Hernandez. We have white Hispanics, and there are some white Hispanics who hold very white supremacist views. And let's just pause on that one for just a moment. One of the funniest things that I've witnessed in my time in politics, and I actually still see this all the time, is these snooty upper-class white liberals. And they are probably the most anti-white people out there. It's part of their savior complex. They're supposed to rule the world and these poor minorities and, oh, whitey really sucks. White people are the worst. They don't ever see any irony in that at all. And when they do that, they also look at everyone who's non-white And what they do, because everything is separated in two groups, oppressors and oppressed, they take all the different minority groups here in America and they throw them in one big pot and they say, oh, look at those, look at all those oppressed peoples. They've all been put upon by whitey, but they put them all in the same pot. And when they do that, they act as if the groups get along and have always gotten along and will get along. Now, I've got quite a bit of experience with every group, courtesy of the Marine Corps and my travels, and I have friends everywhere. Like I said, my next door neighbor's black, my best friend's Mexican. I'm just kind of how I grew up. I have friends in all walks of life. The black people and Mexican people, there's all kinds of hatred and racism and tension there going back each direction in many different places across the country. But what are you actually seeing here? What are you looking at here? Well, here's what you're looking at. Remember, the kulaks are white people. Whenever these communists today discuss white people, you need to think about them as kulaks. We've already discussed that before on the show. The kulaks were the farmers in Ukraine. They own their own farms. And Stalin decided those are the enemy. We need to demonize those people. And what we'll do is we'll, quote, liquidate, in his words, not mine, we will liquidate the kulaks. And they went about murdering all of them. Because you need to have a scapegoat that you can point every other part of society to and say, there, that's the bad guy. That's where you can find the bad guy. That is what white people are here in America. The problem with that is, the problem with really all of these all-encompassing terms, and this applies everywhere, white people suck, black people suck, Jews suck, Christians suck, Catholics suck, Muslims suck. The problem with all-encompassing terms is reality isn't all-encompassing. But the communist doesn't care about that because he's a soulless human being. So every part of the modern communist, the white ones do it. They all do it. Everybody does it. The white ones do it. The black ones do it. They all do it. They've identified whitey. He's the kulak. Every single part of the modern American communist is pointing to whitey and saying, there, that's the bad guy. That's the evil guy. That's the guy who oppressed you. That's the guy who sucks. It's his fault. It's his fault. It's his fault. So when something terrible happens, like a mall shooting, and it happens to be a Latino dude, remember, the communist, he doesn't think like you. When he sees a shooting in a mall, he doesn't think, oh, no, who was shot? Oh, no, that's a young family. Oh, that's sad. Oh, should we start some sort of a crowdfunding thing for the family? That's not how the communist thinks at all. The communist sees dead bodies, and he sees an opportunity, always. In fact, he's excited. It's not just that he's not down. He's excited about it. Nice! Mall shooting! And this is where the right will often fail. The right will hold up a picture of this guy, this mass shooter, this Garcia guy, and they'll say, it wasn't whitey. Look, it was a Mexican dude, or whatever this, wherever this dude's from. Look, see, it was a Mexican dude. But what you don't understand is the communists didn't ever actually care about the color of the skin or the truth of anything at all. Everything that happens is an opportunity to liquidate the kulaks. Everything that happens is an opportunity to liquidate the kulaks. And in America, white people are the kulaks. Now, remember, this is all just so they can gain power. This is all just so you can whip up a revolution. And so you will slaughter enough and destroy enough so that you, the elites, who are virtually all white, so they will sit on top of everything and rule as the kings and queens they think they are. But we think you think on the right you're going to hold up facts, even black and white facts. Look at the picture of this Mexican dude, and you think you're going to somehow dissuade them. But you don't understand. They don't care about the truth, and they won't be dissuaded. They've already determined that it's whitey's fault because whitey is the kulak, and it doesn't matter whether it's a mall shooting or a tornado in Oklahoma. It's somehow the fault of the kulaks. And if we would just destroy those kulaks and liquidate those kulaks, then this will stop being a problem. No matter what happens and no matter what the colors are in any situation or motivations are in any situation, no matter what, it's the kulak's fault. It is a truly divisive and evil religion communism is. I genuinely believe this. It'll probably depend on your belief system, whether you believe it or not. I do believe it is of the devil. I do. And maybe that's because I've read too much on these communists and the things they do and the way they conduct themselves. I believe it is demonic. And the more I see what they're doing to children and how they brag about doing it to children, the more I'm convinced we are dealing with demonic forces, demonic, evil, spiritual forces. I have always believed that, and I continue to believe that. All right. Speaking of demonic and evil, let's talk a little bit about Black Lives Matter. Then we'll get to your calls, 877-377-4373. Now, that was a heavy lead-in to talking about Rough Greens, but we still need our dogs, don't we? At the end of the day, we want our dogs not only to live longer than they do. We always lose them too soon. We want them to live healthier than they do. I don't want a dog that lives 11 years and the last 2 years of his life are hip problems and his breath gets really bad and he has no energy. So he's got no quality of life the last 2 years. I'm just deciding when I have to put him down. I want him to live 13, 14 years happy and healthy like that meathead is now, Fred. I want that for your dog. That's why we give Fred Rough Greens, natural supplement. Natural supplement that you pour right on your dog's food because your dog doesn't get any nutrition in his dog food. There is no nutrition in dog food. But you give him Rough Greens and you will watch differences in your dog from his coat to his breath to his energy to whatever. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics. And they give out free Jumpstart trial bags. You have to go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for yours. roughgreens.com/Jesse, or you can call 833-33- My dog, all right? We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sorry. I can't stop smiling. I don't know why. Look, I don't know why, but life is good. Life is good. Don't ever forget to count your blessings, all right? As everything burns down around us, let's count your blessings. 877-377-4373. I'll get to these in a second, but I saw Black Lives Matter is heading for insolvency. There are $8.5 million in the red. That's according to Washington Free Beacon. $8.5 million in the red. And I have to tell you, I'm very excited about this for a couple different reasons. One, Black Lives Matter is a vile communist organization. And I remember when I told everybody right away when they came out, these are communists. And everyone said, Jesse, that's so stupid. Jesse, stop red baiting. Jesse, they're not communists. Jesse, they're not communists. And then all the video leaked of all the founders saying, hey, we're trained Marxists. they all came out and admitted it. So it's a vile organization, murderous pieces of trash that really only stands for burning things down. That's one of the reasons it makes me very happy. Another reason it makes me very happy is this. I think about all the different organizations, from sports leagues to freaking Xbox to everybody who lined up to write these massive checks to Black Lives Matter. And I love that all that money just got dumped down the drain. I think it's hilarious. It makes me laugh. What's that, Chris? Oh, yeah, the owner had four or five houses. The owner has a mansion in Canada. As if anyone wants to live there. 877-377-4373. Excuse me. Jay, Idaho, go.
Hey, Jess, you know, we're all passionate about abortion. I was a young man, and my girlfriend and I decided to murder our baby. And I paid for that for many years, emotionally, until I realized that Jesus forgives us. And we just need to know that young men need to be known that through Jesus they're forgiven for their transgressions, but they also have a responsibility to stand up and say, no, I want that child.
Agreed 100%. And I'll tell you, so this is something we don't talk about enough. I hate, as you well know, I hate the abortion industry. I hate the practice itself. I find it to be medieval and demonic and barbaric. But I do not have that hatred for scared young women and scared young men who make that decision. Now, I'm not making excuses, but the truth is we live in a system now, very sadly, we live in a system of lies where you are lied to at all times about everything when it comes to things like this, about every issue, really, from taxes to spending to border. You are lied to at all times. And young women feel pressured. And young women, I've talked to young women before who, because women and men, as you just heard, they will carry this burden with them the rest of their lives. You do. It's natural. You end up carrying the burden with them. But I've talked to young women before whose parents told them to do it. It's not like mom stepped in and said, no, we'll raise it. No, don't do that. I've talked to young women before who said, I approached my parents. I was scared. I got pregnant from my boyfriend. And my mom told me, yeah, come on, I'll drive you down. Her mom drove her there. Yeah, come on, let's go down. Don't want to ruin your life. And then you make this decision, and it is a terrible decision, but you make this decision. Nobody tells you. Of course, they don't tell you that you carry it with you. And you shouldn't. You should let it go. Look, everybody has a laundry list of things they would do differently and do over again. Man, I will tell you, I look at my resume of my life. If we're going to go down the old sin resume, and there's a whole lot on there that I think to myself, gosh, man, I really wish that one wasn't on there. That's one. I bet God is going to talk to me about that one when I get there. And I feel ashamed. Like we all do. We all feel, no matter what your beliefs are, we all feel some sense of shame for things we've done that are wrong. But one, remember, forgive yourself, let it go. But two, I will always have a level of mercy for the young ladies who make this terrible decision and then carry it with them. They just wear it around their neck the rest of their lives. That sucks. Forgive yourself and move on. It just, that is an industry based on lies, surrounded by lies. It messes people up severely. Joaquin, Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
Listen, Jesse Kelly, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm getting to the point where I really had it with Kung Fu Chicken, okay? This Economic Destruction Act that they're jamming, you know, I call it the Big Green Omnifallus that was passed. It was because of the 12 Republican senators that actually passed this why we're facing this problem right now, okay? And then Kung Fu Chicken yesterday says, in regards to AM radio not being in vehicles, he doesn't believe in boycotts. And even Stuber Gear from Glenn Beck, he had mentioned about boycotts also, that it's really not capitalism, but geez, it's working out pretty good. It worked out really good for the left.
Listen, I don't know who Kung Fu Chicken is, but we'll set aside Kung Fu Chicken for a moment. Let's discuss boycotts for a moment. Let's discuss why some people are against them. Let's have a long discussion about boycotts, and we'll get to these 877-377-4373. Let's have a discussion about boycotts, why people are against them, why I'm for them, the way of thinking. But before we talk about boycotts, we need to talk about something much, much, much more important. We need to talk about washcloths and towels and hand towels. You see, they are more important because this is what happens in my house. The wife will do laundry and she'll take the hand towels and the shower towels off and she'll go do laundry. And I appreciate that. I'm glad she does the laundry. Obviously, I'm very appreciative to have an old lady who does the laundry. That's good. Taking care of the home, it's friggin' wonderful. But sometimes I, in my stupidity, will not remember to check the towel rack before I get in the shower. And then I get done in the shower and I turn off the shower and I'm cold because the water's dripping off there and I'm sitting there and I reach out and the towel is gone. But those days are in the past because now we have not one, but 2 6-piece towel sets from MyPillow. And right now you can join me in the shower. Wait, that didn't come out right. You can join me in owning 2 6-piece towel sets from MyPillow because they're $25. They're on clearance right now. Join me. Let us dry off together. Kind of, but not really. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Take advantage of a clearance sale. Or you can call them 800-845-0544.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and we are, don't worry, we still got plenty left. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now let's discuss boycotts. Some people on the right, forget about the communists, some people on the right are still complaining about them. I don't like them. We shouldn't do them. That's not who we are. Okay, well, let's pause on this for a moment. Pause on this for a moment. Because what we're going to do is we're going to come to the conclusion in the end. This is why I don't call myself a conservative anymore. I'm an anti-communist. You ever heard about that story of the two dudes? Well, you know what? Here, I'll just tell you the story. I don't believe it's a true story. I guess historically it could be. But there were two men. One of them was single. The other man, we'll call him Bob. Bob is the married guy. Bob is the married guy. These names are not accurate for the story. Bob is the married guy. Larry's the single guy. Bob is married to a beautiful woman. Drop dead gorgeous. Total dime. Bob has two very healthy sons. Healthy, good boys, hard workers. They're, if I remember right in the story, they are farmers. They're both farmers. So Bob has his dime of a wife, two very healthy boys. Larry, for whatever reason, has never been able to find himself a woman. It's lonely out there. He wants a woman, wants a woman bad. And they are friends. They get together for holidays. They help each other out. Hey, can I borrow your horse? Sure. Can you lend me your rake? Sure. Hey, you want to get together for a glass of lemonade? It's hot out there. Sure. And then what happens is Larry starts to talk to Bob about wanting to know what people go through when they die. It's a conversation Larry brings up to Bob. And he brings it up a lot. I'm very curious, what do people go through? What goes through your mind before people die, right before you die? Does your life flash before your eyes? What happens? Trust me, I'm going somewhere with this. Just hang with me. And eventually, Larry convinces Bob they need to do an experiment. And what he does is they gather rope. They get a big old long rope and they tie a noose in the rope, just like you would hang somebody. And the plan is simply this. Bob is going to have his hands free, so he'll be able to give a hand signal. Bob is going to have the noose put around his neck and they're going to throw it. They go out in the woods, if I remember right. They go out in the woods and they throw the other end of the rope over the tree, just like in an old Western. And Larry, what he's going to do is he's going to pull Bob up by his neck like he's hanging him. And then whenever Bob feels like he's losing consciousness or it's too far, or anytime he wants down, Larry tells him, anytime you want down, you just give me the hand signal and I'll drop you and we'll see what goes. And after you go, then I'll go because we're going to take turns, but you go first. So Bob goes over and talks Bob into it. And Bob puts on the rope, puts the noose around his neck. And Larry stands back other end and pulls the noose up. And Bob starts to obviously lose air, and he's losing air and he's not doing well. And finally he's given the hand signal, only Larry's not letting him down. And he's given the hand signal, and Larry's not letting him down. And Bob kind of turns and he says to him, Larry, I thought this was just a game. And Larry said, yeah, that's what you thought. Bob dies. Larry goes for the wife. The reason I don't call myself a conservative anymore, and the reason I frankly reject the term conservatism, is conservatives have been, for my entire 41 years on this earth, Bob. Getting to know the enemy, friends with the enemy. Let's have a glass of lemonade with the enemy. And agreeing to do suicidal things the enemy clearly wants done, and doing things because they don't understand the nature of the enemy. They don't understand the nature of Larry. They don't understand the communists. It's a very traditionally conservative way to think. I've grown up with it my entire life. I bet you money in my younger years. I bet you money I have said it. I bet you I've said, well, I don't believe in boycotts, guys. We don't boycott. What? Excuse me? What? We're dealing with communists. They will not be reasoned with. They will not back off. We're not in a friendly game of let's see what happens when we hang you from a tree. These people want to utterly destroy you and take everything you hold dear, and everything they do, every single thing they say, everything they do, it is all with that purpose in mind. And we think we're just, I don't know, gabbing with the neighbor, having a good time with neighbor Larry. And that is what I think every time I hear somebody say, I don't do boycotts. Okay, you don't do boycotts. Target is busy selling chest binders for girls. You don't do boycotts. You'll be at Target tomorrow because you don't do boycotts. Now, let me ask you, do you want Target to sell chest binders to girls? Do you want Target to encourage the child grooming? Do you want Target to do things that will encourage a child to cut their penis off? Do you want that? You don't, right? No, you don't. Of course you don't. You say you don't. Now, let me ask you, what's going to stop them? Do you think the demons who are currently telling your 10-year-old son to cut his penis off and he can become a woman, do you think they're going to wake up tomorrow morning and have a crisis of consciousness? You think they're going to wake up tomorrow morning and have a change of heart? You're dealing with religious zealots. Religious zealots. Think about them. We've used this example before because it's so true. Think about the Islamic jihadists, those terrorists, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, whoever it may be. Think about those guys. They get themselves so radically committed in their mind, they will blow themselves up in 100 children without a moment of hesitation. Now, let me ask you, the guy's got the suicide vest strapped on his back. He's walking towards the school, getting ready to blow up all of those kids. Do you believe you can stop that guy? Do you believe he's going to have a crisis of consciousness? Do you believe he's going to look over at you and you're being such a good person and he's going to say, wow, look at Chris. You know what? I'm not blowing up any kids today. Chris, he looks like such a good dude. I've had a change of heart. No, a religious zealot, no matter what the religion is, a religious zealot can only be dissuaded with fear and pain. And we don't like to speak in those terms because that's not traditional. We're better than that, aren't we? That's been conservatism my whole life. No, that's not who we are. Oh my gosh, if I have to hear that term, that's not who we are, one more time, I'm just going to swan dive off a bridge. I can't take it anymore. That's not who we are. Yeah, that's why they've won. That's why they took over every cultural institution. Because while they were busy stringing us up by our neck, ready to steal our wives and kids, we thought it was a friendly game the entire time. There ain't nothing friendly about the game. I don't do boycotts. Go sit down on the sidelines when you belong then. This kind of weak crap is exactly the reason why they took over every institution. They took over the freaking military. They took over the NFL because of exactly that attitude. No, I don't ever want to make them change their mind. I don't ever want to force my will on everyone. I love, you know what? I think I should turn the other cheek. Islamic jihadist, please go blow up the kids. I'll be back here turning my cheek back and forth. Hopefully you can see me turning my cheek. Change your mind. That's been conservatism my whole life, and it's pathetic. That's why I'm an anti-communist, because I will not join whatever that is. Whatever that is, I consider you to be a communist accomplice. That's what I consider you to be. I believe in fear and pain. I believe in boycotting Target until they have to raise the buildings to the ground. I believe in boycotting Bud Light until they close the place down and issue a public apology on the way out the door while pouring that water beer in the creek on the way out. That's what I believe. I believe in building a statue of Karl Marx where the building of Bud Light used to stand. That's what I believe. I believe in victory, and I don't have any time for anyone else who doesn't. Those are my thoughts. All right, sorry, I'll get to these last few calls and headlines I didn't get to in a minute. I ended up going off there. That's what I believe. Speaking of Islamic jihadists, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. I told you why Tunnel to Towers was called Tunnel to Towers, right? Because he ran the tunnel, strapped on his FDNY gear, and ran the tunnel towards the towers, towards the danger. and they've honored the life of Russell F. Siller ever since. They've honored him by making sure people remember. They've honored him by taking care of widows and orphans, of first responders, of Gold Star families. Look, we've got Memorial Day coming up. Want to do something tangible for that widow? Husband, dad never came home from Iraq. $11 a month is what they ask. Go to t2t.org, $11 a month. t2t.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And all right, so DeSantis announced tonight, and someone wants to ask about that. Justin, Idaho, go.
What's up, man? Big supporter. I have a prediction about the election and just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
I think
that Trump will win, but the sanctimonious jumping in is just going to completely divide the party. And we may even end up losing. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. Now, I've heard this before, and this is a completely reasonable take. It's an understandable concern people have. Is it going to split the party? Are we going to split the party? Does it split the party up? Well, one, let's be honest about where we are right now. Yep. The answer to that question in the short term is yes, it's a primary. The point of primaries is split the party, beat the crap out of each other. That gives people concerns, because what happens when it's all done, if Trump is victorious or DeSantis is victorious, what happens? And you need all those supporters to come back and vote for that guy, vote for the other guy, vote for the guy they weren't supporting. We're splitting the money. It's creating animosity. It's creating bad blood. What happened? What are we doing? Well, let me clarify. Do you remember 2016? The 2016 primary, the one Donald Trump got in his first run, it was the nastiest primary anyone's ever seen. That's how Trump does politics. He's a junkyard dog. Donald Trump and Marco Rubio were swapping barbs about the size of each other's manhood during that primary in public. It was the most immature, hilarious thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It was a mud-throwing contest. And it was vicious. And then it was Trump and Ted Cruz, and it was Lion Ted, and it was all these things, and it was vicious. And during that primary, just like everyone before it, everyone was so worried. We're going to be too divided. This is too divisive. It's too divided. We shouldn't talk this way about each other. And then we had 4 years of President Donald Trump as he held up the trophy the night he beat Hillary Clinton. Thank you, Lord, for that. What I'm saying to you is this. People, especially in the heat, in the emotional moment, like right now, if you're on Team Trump, DeSantis finally gets in. That's not what you wanted. He's a formidable opponent, and you're probably mad tonight. Why did he get in? Stay, governor. What are you doing? You suck. That this is going to divide everything. But once these guys get done beating the crap out of each other, let's say Trump beats DeSantis. The DeSantis people who will spend their next, I don't know, year hating Donald Trump, and Trump's people will spend the next year hating DeSantis. In the end, when the election day comes around, if it's Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom, election day 2024, candidates come home. Even if you don't believe, or I should say voters come home. Even if you don't believe that now, maybe right now you're really emotional and screw Ron DeSantis and I'll never vote for anyone but Donald Trump ever. Donald Trump is the God. It sucks. I know you probably believe that now, but the thing is, I don't believe you, because I've heard this my entire life. Every primary, a primary candidate's people will threaten to sit out the general election if their guy doesn't win. It happens every time. I guarantee DeSantis people are saying it right now, too. I'm not even voting in the general. If Donald Trump is a candidate, it's DeSantis or nobody. And the Donald Trump people are saying the same thing. It's Trump or nobody for me. I love Donald Trump. It's only Trump. I'll vote for Joe Biden. And they're all liars, even if they don't know they're liars. You're emotional now. You're mad. You'll be emotional because they're going to beat each other up. And when election day comes in 2024, you're going to go out and you're going to vote against the Republican because you don't want the communists to control the executive branch anymore. What I'm saying is don't stress about that. It's going to be a long, nasty primary. It will probably be nastier than the one in 2016, because DeSantis is more formidable
significantly more formidable than anyone Trump has faced before. So it's going to get extra vicious. And he's got a ton of money. Trump's going to raise a ton of money. DeSantis is going to raise a ton of money. So it's going to be extra, extra, extra vicious. Don't stress. It's okay. It's okay. In the end, we will win or lose in 24, but it won't be based on how vicious or not vicious the primary is now. I promise. It's all right. Whoever your guy is, don't stress. Mike, Mississippi, go, boss.
Yeah, it turns out that is a true story, Jesse, but the whole trouble began when Bob put $75 shots on Larry's tab one night. But anyway, Jewish producer Chris, absolutely no Tina Turner bumper music. It can't happen again, man. Come on, this is the second time. If you
know what? That's a good point, Mike. Tina Turner died today. Rest in peace. 83 years old. Tina Turner died today. Why have we had no Tina Turner music tonight? Her music did not suck. You take that back. She had that song, What's Love Got to Do With It? Sticks in Your Head. No, that's not to suck, Michael. Why are you... You guys are children with no appreciation for art. That's the problem is. No, I will. I'll go man the board, and you guys can do the show, and I'll handle the music from now on if we can't hear Tina Turner on the day of her death. Seriously, rest in peace, Tina Turner. I thought Tina Turner was magnificent. You know what else is magnificent? Not losing all your money in the stock market. I'm a huge fan of that. Big fan of not losing all my net worth because the bubble pops and we have a much worse recession than we did in 2008. Because of that, I invest in real estate now. Because that home you get through Done For You Real Estate, it doesn't matter what the bubble does, what Janet Yellen does, what the market does, the ups, the downs, the disasters, none of that matters. You have something hard. You have a hard asset. It always has value. That's where your money goes now. They handle everything for you. They find all the houses. They find the financing, the insurance. They handle the closing, the rental process. You don't do anything except for go to Done For You Real Estate or DoneForYouJesse.com. DoneForYouJesse.com. That's all you have to do. Go hear what they have to say. These are anti-communists like us. These are our people with our values. I love these guys. DoneForYouJesse.com. These are our people. All right? All right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Chicago health officials sound alarm on monkeypox surge ahead of Pride Month. When you combine that Pride Month with the fact it's Navy Fleet Week, it's going to be bad out there. Senior citizen shoots roommate in the buttocks for eating the last Hot Pocket. Throws tiles during a heated scuffle. You know what? If you didn't announce your intention to eat the last Hot Pocket and you stole another man's Hot Pocket, maybe a shot in the butt is exactly what you deserve. Sanctuary City, Denver scrambles for resources amid the surge of illegal immigrants. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I find it hysterical. All these sanctuary cities get illegals for the first time ever and they're just collapsing under the weight. Welcome to the border towns. Why undocumented immigrants struggle to receive organ transplants. Well, one, they're illegal immigrants. Two, they don't belong here. You shouldn't even be on the friggin' list. Go back to your country and get an organ transplant. Our organs are made for Americans. Man, I wish I'd put that differently. Calvin Klein ad featuring trans man sparks backlash. Wow. Calvin Klein ads sure have changed since I was a kid. My mom used to go through the magazines I would get and tear out the Calvin Klein ads before she gave them to me. That was rude. All right. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday because I won't be here tomorrow. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.